All right, everyone, we're live. Welcome to Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, as we are joined by the lovely ladies at Solomon Valley Hospice, as they have a fundraiser taking place coming up this Saturday. My wife and I are planning on attending. It's always a fantastic event because, one, we like wine. Well, my wife does. And then I saw bourbon tasting. I'm like, well, I'm in. My wife goes, you want to go? I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of want to go. She goes, bourbon. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll go try that. That sounds good. So she'll try the wine. I'll try the bourbon. Lots of things taking place. So Mary Prohaska is here. Mary, why don't you introduce everybody that's in the studio? Tell me who you have with you, your congregation, your gang of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, including yourself.
Okay. With me, I have Ingrid McMillan, Amanda Kendall, Liz Francis, Jill Wiseman, Joe Abram, and Julie Schmidt.
All right, and Joe's in the back for a reason. We've established that here today. All right, so it is the wine tasting. I have auction, bourbon tasting as well. So tell us about the event and how people could get their tickets and attend, and tell us why you're doing it.
Well, first I'll start off with why we're doing it. Solomon Valley Hospice receives a lot of support from the community. We are also a department of the Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, therefore they support us financially also. We receive payments from Medicare per patient per day, but with that we provide and cover, or what we provide and cover really isn't enough for what we receive from Medicare or private insurances. So we have some fundraisers along with that to kind of help out, and it's also a Medicare requirement. We provide, medications related to the terminal diagnosis, durable medical equipment to keep the patient at home and keep them safe and, you know, just kind of help provide relief for the family. So therefore, we receive donations also, and we have these fundraisers so we can help continue to provide support for our patients and their families.
I laugh. Hopefully you don't take offense to this, but I call it a way for you guys to let your hair down and have a good time. Because I've said this many times on the radio, and I truly mean this, that all the work that all of you ladies do at Solomon Valley Hospice is just flat out amazing. And how you can do that, I think for a level of sanity, you need events like this
right. Coming
up on Saturday. But for people that aren't aware of what you guys do, just give a quick overview of what you do and provide for those folks that are, of course, in their last days or months.
We provide nursing care. We're on call 24/7. We have a home health aide that can come in their homes and help with bathing. We have a hospice chaplain, a social worker, a massage therapist, and medical director.
Mm-hmm.
So we all, kind of work as a team and help provide patients care for the terminally ill.
How do people go? Do they just contact you, or how do you find out who to help?
The families can, or patients, mm-hmm. whichever, can contact us or any doctors. We provide services to nine surrounding counties, and we have traveled long distances for patients. So
the testimonials we've had on the radio, those are always interesting because I, or whoever it may be, have a chance to meet with the family of somebody that has passed away, that's been under you guys' care, and it's been just absolutely unanimous across the board. Everybody has just great things to say about what all you do, which is a testament to your hard work and work ethic. And we had a gentleman one time that was terminally ill that we did testimony with, a gentleman from Glasgow, mm-hmm. that I went and met with, which was difficult for me, and I was there for an hour.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, you're there every step of the way. What does it take? What's a fortitudinal fortitude? What's it take, ladies, to do what you guys do? Yeah, and it's okay to step up to the mic and talk, because Mary's like, please, come on, help me out here. Come on, girls, you're here. But what does it take? I mean, because I think it takes a special person to do what you do, but, what is it that's inside you that allows you to do that?
Well, we have a good team. We have a lot of support from one another.
Ingrid, come on, jump in there.
Okay, I'll just throw in, I get to work with these nurses and home health aide every day of the week. And these are women who have the greatest hearts of anybody I've ever met. They're compassionate, caring, and I get to see them after they are out with patients. And sometimes they do come back and they're very emotional or upset about things that they're experiencing. And so everything the family and the patient are going through, these nurses are going through with them. Mm-hmm. And so it does take a lot of, they come back to the office and that's why I'm there. I'm the funny one. So, so or we turn on KD Country 94 and listen to the guys, and that that helps to, you know, relieve some of the stress.
Sure. Well, we're all about trying to relieve stress if we can.
Right.
So now we're going to have a lot of fun coming up on Saturday. I just want to go through the background because I think, you know, we automatically assume people know what everybody does, but that's not always the case. I find that out every day with my job. People don't know exactly what you go through. Every job is different. But this idea, how many years have we been doing this now? The wine tasting?
This is
the sixth year.
Yep.
Okay. And it seems to go very well each and every year. How much wine do you guys end up ordering? You have any idea how much wine and all this that you bring, that you have to bring to the table? Or do you just go ahead and say, bring as much as you can?
We usually have about 10 to 12 different wines, mm-hmm. and probably 6 bottles of each. Mm-hmm. Some of the drier wines don't go over quite as much. Mm-hmm. A lot of us drink the grapefruity or
grape
juice type
stuff,
wine. But that's...
And then, we threw in some bourbon this year, and then also donated to us with some homemade wine, mm-hmm. and some spritzers.
Okay. All right. So how do people get their tickets to go to this event? Because obviously you want this place to be packed.
Right.
Turn that mic a little bit there. There you go.
We have tickets available at Solomon Valley Hospice Office, which is 311 West Main in Beloit, Gray Drug, SNS Drug on the pharmacy side, and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems at the front desk.
It's $20 per person, $35 per couple, but then it's a little bit more expensive at the door. So if you want to save some money, get your tickets ahead of time at those locations, correct?
Right. All right. We will have proxy bidders. One of our nurses here is available to drive anybody home if needed, if they want that.
I'm just going to say, I don't want Joe driving me home. Hey, Joe, hi, I forgot you're back there. Oh, there she is with a banana. She's going to hit me over the head with it. Now, the silent auction is always interesting. Yeah. One time I had to fight with one of your folks on staff, and I still haven't recovered. I had a broken rib, I think, and then went to the emergency room afterwards. But it was a good time. The wine helped, you know, dull the pain a little bit. Yeah. But tell us about some of the items, or just to give me an overview of the auction, perhaps.
Well, this year we have so far donated to us an autographed Jordy Nelson football, mm-hmm. an autographed Bill Snyder football.
Okay.
We also have a Patrick Mahomes autographed mini helmet, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
I would think that'll go pretty well.
We do have a KU basketball autographed by the players.
Is it worth anything after losing to K-State last night? I'm just kidding. Well, K-State fans would love that joke. KU fans really hate that joke. I almost got hit by a banana again, yes.
We have a lot of gift certificates that have been donated from mm-hmm. various businesses in the area. We also have a gift certificate for wine tasting for two at the Wildwood Cellars.
Cool.
There's a golf package to the Manhattan Country Club.
Nice.
It's a nice package for a round of golf for four, mm-hmm. with golf carts included and $100 food and beverage credit. So,
nice.
Gift certificates to Kenwood Cove, the Beloit Pool, mm-hmm. Country Stampede tickets for mm-hmm. two. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of exciting stuff.
Yeah, you got a wide variety of things right there. I think a lot of people will be boxing each other out to go up and bid on that. It's a silent auction, so it's always funny when people roll up there after they get a glass of wine or whatever, and they go back, so, who's bid above me? Darn it, Julie did it again! That's how it was for me that one year. What is there, five of her? I mean, I turned my head and she bid twice.
She bit against herself for crying
out
loud.
She prowls.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She's really good. I'm like, is she doing that just to up the price? So, yeah, well, it would be smart if she is doing it that way, because it all goes through to a great cause. No question about that. All right, so tell us again where it's at and the time frame. Apparently, Ingrid and Mary are the only ones that want to talk today. The others are good. Well, we know why one isn't talking, but the other...
It is this Saturday, February 9th at Down Under. Starts at 7 to 10. You can pre-purchase tickets at the locations that we talked about. S&S Drug, Gray Drug, Mitchell County Hospital Health System, Solomon Valley Hospice. Or you can buy the tickets at the event at the door.
And you have some food there too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody needs a little food to keep their palate clean.
Yes, I agree with you. All right, anything else you want to add before we let you go? You other five, you have an opportunity. This is last call. No pun intended. Last call for you to say something on the radio so you can be famous. No? There's a whole bunch of smiles. They're like, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Please call if you have any questions. Our number is 738-9260.
All right. Well, look forward to it's one night out of the year my wife and I get to go out and have a good time. So we look forward to hanging out with all of you coming up on Saturday. It's the Solomon Valley Hospice Wine Tasting Silent Auction. All the proceeds go to Solomon Valley Hospice for equipment and many other things they need to take care of your loved ones in their final days. And what they do is tremendous and takes special people to do what they do. So support them, please, coming up on Saturday.